This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. With less than a week until Election Day, former Vice President Joe Biden spent Wednesday focusing on fighting the coronavirus, while President Donald Trump stayed on the campaign trail. AP's Ed Donahue reports.
Biden stayed in Delaware and was briefed by health experts on the virus.
I'm not running on the false promise of being able to end this pandemic by flipping a switch.
Biden says even if he wins, ending the pandemic will take hard work.
We'll let science drive our decisions. We will deal honestly with the American people. And we'll never, ever, ever quit.
In Arizona, President Trump touted a vaccine.
A safe vaccine is coming very quickly. You're going to have it momentarily, that eradicates the virus, and we're rounding the turn regardless.
Few wore masks in the crowd. Practically every state is seeing a rise in coronavirus cases. I'm Ed Donahue.
The CEOs of Twitter, Facebook, and Google faced some tough questions at a Senate hearing Wednesday for alleged anti-conservative bias in the company's social media platforms. Twitter's Jack Dorsey, Facebook's Mark Zuckerberg, and Google's Sundar Pichai testified to the Senate Science, Commerce, and Transportation Committee virtually over their restrictions on certain content on their platforms. Google CEO Sundar Pichai says his company does not lean to the left or right when it comes to covering politics.
We approach our work without political bias, full stop. To do otherwise would be contrary to both our business interests and our mission, which compels us to make information accessible to every type of person.
The Trump administration, seizing on unfounded accusations of bias against conservative views, has asked Congress to strip some of the protections that have generally shielded the tech companies from legal responsibility for what people post on their platforms. This is VOA News. A former Homeland Security official has revealed himself to be the critic who wrote a scathing op-ed against President Trump 2 years ago and a book under the pen name Anonymous. AP's Jackie Quinn has more.
Former DHS Chief of Staff Miles Taylor is anonymous no more. In a tweet, he says he authored the controversial New York Times column and a book entitled A Warning. He had written about President Trump's, quote, misguided impulses and said there was a secret resistance force that worked to undermine parts of Trump's agenda to preserve what he called democratic institutions. That led the president to denounce a deep state working against him. Taylor tweets that Trump is a man without character, while White House Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany has called Taylor a liar and a coward. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
France and Germany both announced new measures Wednesday to combat rising cases of the coronavirus, with French President Emmanuel Macron announcing a new nationwide lockdown beginning this week. In a speech to the nation, Macron said the new measures, which start Friday and last until December 1st, will mean people will have to stay in their homes except to buy essential goods, seek medical attention, or to exercise for 1 hour daily. Restaurants, cafes, and shops not selling essential goods will have to close for at least the next 2 weeks. Earlier, German Chancellor Angela Merkel announced new restrictions to fight a resurgence of infections. Effective November 2nd, private gatherings will be limited to 10 people from a maximum of two households. Restaurants, bars, theaters, cinemas, pools, and gyms will be shut, and concerts will be canceled. The moves come as both nations are battling an increase in the number of coronavirus infections. Eight people have been charged with conspiring to work on China's behalf in a plot involving threatening letters and the use of night vision goggles to surveil and coerce a Chinese family to return to their home country to face charges. Assistant Attorney General John Demers says the eight were charged with trying to coerce a New Jersey man to return to China to face charges.
The same scheme also included leaving menacing notes on the victim's door, imprisoning the victim's sister in China, and harassing the victim's daughter online.
The alleged plot was known as Operation Fox Hunt and Operation Skynet, and court records show it took place between 2016 and 2019. Its goal was to target Chinese nationals living in foreign countries and to intimidate them into returning to China to face charges. For more, visit our website. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News. We'll be right back.